Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Clerk's hand counting costs disputed by local election advocate. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A local advocate is challenging the Campbell County Clerk's cost estimate for hand-counting ballots in presidential elections. According to the Gillette News Record, after a test trial, County Clerk Cindy Lovelace projected it to cost as little as $98,874 and as much as $1.38 million, requiring 2,220 people to count close to 20,000 ballots by hand in 4 hours. Patty Junick from Wyoming Election Integrity, who helped organize and participated in the test trial, disputes this, suggesting it could be done with just 536 people at a cost of $72,360. Junick said, "Our numbers show it would take fewer than 550 people. That's a lot. The biggest challenge is getting people involved." Junick noted that sample ballots used in the trial had defects, slowing the process, and believes hand counting would be essential in emergencies like severe weather affecting machines. Social media post sparks controversy for Sheridan GOP. Chairman calls it not in good taste. The Sheridan County Republican Party came under fire after sharing a racially charged post featuring former President Donald Trump on social media. According to Cowboy State Daily, the post, which included a racial slur and offensive stereotypes, was up for less than an hour before being removed. Brian Miller, chairman of the GOP, said the post was regrettable and that he ordered it to be taken down as soon as he found out about it. Miller said it had been posted by someone in their communications team. While Miller criticized the reaction, calling it an overblown media issue, one Sheridan resident, Jeff Wallach, who is generally supportive of the county party's leadership, said the post was clearly an error in judgment and not representative of any Republican in Wyoming or anywhere else. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.